As early as 2004, the commission sought to prevent the spread of CWD-infected deer carcasses to unaffected areas and the transfer of animals on or off game farms. Executive Administrator Mick Isham says tribes have also been pushing for double fences on deer farms for years.
To me, the data has shown that the deer farms and the moving of these deer have had a real impact on the spread of this disease.
Isham says tribes should be involved in managing the disease. Earlier this month, Governor Scott Walker issued a plan to control its spread by requiring double fencing, banning movement of live deer from CWD-positive farms, and banning the movement of deer carcasses from CWD-affected counties. Deer farmers have said Walker's plan could put them out of business. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.